I want you to open to the book of Revelation. As you know, my eschatological teachings do not coincide with a lot of people's. But I believe that in days to come, and I told Miriam and Dewey this afternoon that I felt like within 10 years' time that our end-time thinkings will be so revamped scripturally, so revamped according to the Scriptures and not by the doctrines of men, that you'll have a brand new thought of end times teaching. You won't be thinking like we have thought in times past of the defeated attitude, but as a victorious attitude. You'll be thinking of the overcoming church, the Christ church, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The kingdoms of this world, they are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ. And we are the Christ. We are the body of Christ. We are the anointed in the earth today. That's what that means. You know that. Today, as I thought I knew what I was going to be sharing, and I have got pages of notes. But I saw something. And I'm just going to share this. And then if I'm led, I'll get some of this other. But this is brand new. And I've never said this before or taught this before. In the book of Revelation, in the first chapter, the revelation of Antichrist is given to John. Okay. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. The first five words of the book tell us about the book, what the book's about. The revelation of Jesus Christ. We've been taught for decades upon decades that it's the revelation of Antichrist, but it's not. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. This whole entire book is the revelation, the apocalypsis, and that means the uncovering or the unveiling of Jesus Christ. What I want to hit on right quickly, look at verse 11 of chapter 1. Verse 10 is what I want. John was on the Isle of Patmos, you understand that, and he says in verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. How many have been in the Spirit today? Huh? Well, what day is it? This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we have rejoiced, and we have been glad in it. Amen? John says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Now let's look at Revelation chapter 4. All of this happens in the Lord's day. The whole book takes place. He receives this vision, this revelation, on the Lord's day. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet, talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. About 6 o'clock, probably around 10 minutes after 6, two voices, one voice here, one voice right there, came up here and beckoned you, Come up hither. Come up hither. I want to show you some things. I want to show you some things that must be. There must be a praising people. There must be a people that praises Him. Every Lord's day, we are beckoned to come up into the heavenlies. Every Lord's day, He cries for His people, Come up hither! Praise me! And worship me! Come up hither. Come out of your singleness and come out of your dust realm. Come out of the place in the world where you're working and come out of those places. Gather yourselves together and come up hither. The purposes of our gatherings on the Lord's day is to come up hither. The purposes of our coming together, our assembling ourselves together, even the much the more, as we see the day approaching, is to come up hither. To get caught up in the Spirit on the Lord's day. You can go home today, and just as amply as the Apostle John said, you can say, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And I heard a voice in heaven that said, come up hither. How many has read the book of Revelation? Okay. And you read that thing and you look for such things, because we've been programmed to do it. We look for such things as the mark of the beast, the dragons, all those things. You know, that's what we're kind of programmed to look for in here. But how many have read the book of Revelation and you find out that every other chapter, or at least every third chapter, envelops into a realm of praise and worship? Do you know that? The 5th chapter, the 7th chapter, the 11th chapter, the 16th chapter, the 19th chapter just envelops into praise and worship. Is that right? Let me show you something. Turn to the book of Hebrews. I'm coming back to Revelation because I want to finish that chapter right there a little bit. Book of Hebrews chapter 12. A little insight. How many of us have already come to Zion? Now see, you got to know that we have already come to Zion. We're not going there one day. You have come to Zion. You haven't come to Sinai. You haven't come where the lightnings and the thunderings happened. But you've come to a new place. You're doing a new thing. This is Mount Zion. And in verse 22, chapter 12, Hebrews 22. But you are come. NIV Bible says you have come. Amplified Bible says you have approached. You've already done this. You are come unto Mount Zion. Right? Already there. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6 says that He hath raised us up together and hath made us sit together. Where? In the heavenly places. You don't have to wait to go to heaven. You are already in a dimension of heaven. When you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, He transfers you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. You are then raised up together with Him and made to sit together in heavenly places. You're sitting in the heavenlies. Now that's Ephesians 2:6 if you want to look at that. But Ephesians 2:6 tells us that. And right here we learn we've already come to Zion. Now our eschatological teaching tells us that Zion will come one day. The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says you're already there. But you are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God. Okay? You don't have to wait for golden streets and pearly gates and those things. You're already in that city. Is that what the Bible says? Okay. You're already there and are come to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Is that where we're at? Okay. We have a pretty good understanding of that. And to what? An innumerable company of angels. Now, I keep telling you guys what an angel is. It's one who toots his own horn. The Greek definition of angel, the Greek word angelos, is a preacher. A preacher. Basically a pastor. Pardon? It's a messenger. But basically, the pastor. Now, you can look that up in the Strong's Concordance yourself. So that's one aspect of what we're talking about here, but that's not what I'm wanting you to get. What I want you to get. You are already sitting in an innumerable company of angels, right? To the General Assembly and church. Now this church, these angels, this city, all of this are in Zion. You see that? Of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. Where's it at? In heaven. And to God, the judge of all, and the spirits of just men made perfect. And we've been brought to Jesus, the mediator, the new covenant. Now, we've come to all of that. You don't have to wait. That's what I keep saying. We don't have to wait for these things. We're already there. But what I want us to get a handle on is that thought, the innumerable company of angels. The innumerable company of angels. Now let's go back to Revelation 4. Angel infested assemblies.
Festival.
What?
Festival. Like a festival.
Oh, angelic festival assembly. Okay. So a bunch of angels having a festival. We've already come to that. We've already come to that, huh? We don't have to wait. We don't have to wait. We're already there. That's what the Bible teaches. Isn't that right? I mean, that's what the Bible really teaches. Now, it says that back in Revelation, well, you know, that's what I'm called for. Revelation 4:1, he says it was the day of the Lord. We know that. He was caught up in the Spirit. We know that. And then he talks about here, and he was caught up into heaven. He was caught up into the great throne room. Now, does Hebrews tell us, Hebrews chapter 4, does it tell us that we can now enter boldly? Or do we have to still wait to do that? Why do we want to put everything off somewhere out yonder one day when the Bible says, man, it's now? Don't keep waiting for it to happen. Let's get it now. All right. Now, and if you read this book and you've read this chapter, there's no need me going down through this, but he sees the great throne and the crystal things that the throne's on, and he goes on through that, and he starts seeing some things. The sea of glass, and then in verse 7, he starts seeing these beasts. Now, these are good beasts. And back up verse 6, and before the throne, there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the rest of the beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast like the face of a man, and the fourth beast was like the flying eagle. And the fourth beast had on them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and the rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And then those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever. The 24 elders fall down before him, having a praise service, fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created.
Amen.
You go into chapter 5, you read more about angels and angelic beings being there. Innumerable ones. Chapter 7, innumerable angels. Chapter 11, chapter 16, chapter 19. All of those things are talking about praise worshiping and praise services where the Apostle John has been called up hither. Come up hither and praise me. We don't have to wait to worship with angels. Every Sunday, every Lord's Day that we come together, and we allow the Spirit to just consume us as it's done this day. Allow the Spirit of God to say, come up hither to us and beckon us to come up into a high realm of praise and worship and to high praises unto Him. We can be just like the Apostle John and be in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Enter boldly before the throne of grace. Find help in a time of need and worship with an innumerable festival of angels. What do you think about that?
Amen.
Amen? The book of Revelation is nearly as much about praise and worship as it is apocalyptic things, end time things. It's nearly as much about praising God and worshiping God as it is about any other thing, any other subject. And I began to see that today. I began to see that as we come together in gatherings, as we come together every Sunday, there's always a voice that bids us from up here on this platform, come up hither. Let's enter into a realm. Let's go on up into the heavenlies. Let's go on up and praise Him at His throne. Let's enter boldly before the throne of grace. Let's go on up and worship Him. Let's throw our crowns at His feet. Let's bow before Him. Let's do like the elders did and like those beasts did. Let's just worship Him and praise Him. You've already come to Zion. You're already in the heavenly city. You've already come to Jesus Christ. You're already in this book of Revelation. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Revelation 4, John ascends to a worship service on the Lord's Day. This is a clear picture of the weekly ascension of the church into the heavenly every Lord's Day, where she joins in the communion of saints and angels. One more thought, and then I'm done with this. When we do that, when we can start seeing ourselves coming together like that and gathering together and rising up and coming up hither into there, do you know who we also begin to worship with? Do you know not just the angels, but all those lovely saints, your moms, your dads, your granddaddies, and your grandmamas who's gone on before you? They're up there right now before the throne of grace worshiping Him. Hallelujah! Worship You, Lord! Praise You, Lord! Oh, they're already there. And when we can get up together with them, when He can say, come up hither, and we enter into that praise and that high praise with Him, we're worshiping with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. We're worshiping with Israel. We're worshiping with Noah. We're worshiping with David. We're doing all those things that He did. We're worshiping with Jesus Christ, who am, who said, hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Come up hither! Hallelujah! We don't have to wait. We don't have to wait. Every Sunday, come up hither. Thank You, Jesus. We worship You, Lord. Lord, we thank You for this day. Lord, we as David did.